Welcome back into the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we're battling through reports here, again, fairly stark stuff about the surveillance state and the censorship of Google, Facebook, and YouTube. It's now ramped up extremely high. It's really vicious. And the propaganda level in the mainstream media is as big as ever. And there's 80, 90% pack of lies out there. And it's directly related to the fact that six corporations represent just about 90% of the ownership of the media in the United States. That's where it's coming from. And one of the stories here is saying that Carrie Wilder, writing this article for Activist Post, five stories you're missing while the media hypes a nuclear war with North Korea. Well, actually, this week now it's beginning to drop. We're seeing that there's scientific evidence coming out that North Korea do not have full nuclear missiles, but that they can cause disruption to shipping in the South Pacific, but that it is mostly American hype that's doing this about the moving to war. And everybody knows that because of the shocking, frightening, terrifying state of the world finances and the debt, which is shocking. The figures just go out of control. $212 trillion of unprovided sources for debt in America. GDP of the Western world is $75 trillion about. And there's over $1,000 trillion of derivative of debt. Debts on derivatives. Stock exchange bets hanging out of the banks. And as somebody said, what's going to happen very soon after the next financial bust is the Chinese will stand up and declare their gold reserves and probably offer to have them audited, which will they say is the best part of 100,000 tons, which means that the Chinese yuan, the nimby, but the yuan is the currency, is their nimby, yuan is the note, the currency is their nimby, it will be the only gold-backed currency in the world. And they still haven't managed to audit the Federal Reserve. American government do not have the power to audit the Federal Reserve because they don't own it. And it's amazing how many financial writers don't know that. It's just shocking. World of propaganda and lies and criminality. There's an article here, there's five stories you've been missing while the media hypes a nuclear war with North Korea. But this week, many Americans are more terrified of North Korea than usual, with some scrambling to buy supplies in case of a nuclear apocalypse, as at least one local government offers advice to residents on how to survive the blast. Cheerful. So Americans are unsure about Trump's approach to North Korea. A majority agree that the country is a serious threat as much as as much of the media repeatedly hammers home just how dangerous they are. Well, the sickening joke about the left-wing media is that the only way to resolve North Korea is that if the United States, Russia, and China get together to sort out North Korea, meaning peacefully, it's probably removing Kim Jong-un. There are famines raging across North Korea for years and years and years. It's shocking what he's doing to provide, to build this military he has. And South Korea could not take it on for many, many, many years. It would have to be a transition period, even if it was to be allocated to China. But that was the solution that any reasonable human being looking at it could come up with, that this is in that area. Now they're trying to create this crap about Russia hacking the election, which is a joke. It's absolutely dying. And Dick Morris puts out one of the many bloggers, video bloggers, who used to be in the Clinton administration and worked for the Republicans and the Democrats at different stages. And he is a pretty shrewd guy. But he puts out a very thoughtful piece every day on the proof of what is actually going on. And it's very, very good. But there's an awful lot to follow on the internet, fair to say. There's too many doing the same thing. But I think there has to have variety and competition. But there's a lot to cover. There really is. And as I say, the people have to have four things, their wits about them. On the internet, it's a double-edged sword. You have to discern the difference between fact fiction, opinion, and propaganda. And if they're weak on that, those four, they, any one of those four, they're gullible. They end up being very gullible people. But they're saying in this article, but amid the round-the-clock coverage of the threats hurled back and forth between Kim Jong-un, other stories continue to break. Well, these stories may be garnering slight attention in the mainstream convention. They are drowned out by the North Korea narrative. That's because the media loves a good feeding frenzy, especially when it comes to a potential death and annihilation from an extremist threat. Here are five developments to stay informed about as Americans collectively run around like radioactive chickens with their mutated heads cut off. It's pretty vicious stuff. Now, as you're saying, the five stories that people are not paying attention to. Number one, a nuclear plant is leaking and poisoning workers in Washington. Well, Bill Deagle and those, and Ann Morrison, who look at scientific matters as part of their broadcast, have been pointing out for 5 years now that nearly all the nuclear plants in America are leaking, either airborne or liquid leaks, and they're all on unstable locations, every one of them. And they're suffering from lack of maintenance, and the power, national power grid is a joke in America. It is near collapse, and it's not a hardened grid. And it could have been, for, say, $500 billion, it could have been made into a hardened grid that wouldn't suffer an EMP attack. And again, you read that on a daily basis, any scientific writers writing that in the mainstream media? No, sir, not allowed. Anyway, this five stories that are going on and not getting publicity, this nuclear plant that is leaking, it says that the Hanford site, located in Washington State in the Northwest, leaked radioactive plutonium particles on June 8th, sickening workers and traveling as far as 3 miles from the facility. The contractor tasked with cleaning up the site, which has been leaking for years, withheld information until this week when local outlet King obtained an internal MMMO, I don't know who King is for the radio station, discussing the situation. Multiple workers have tested positive for internal exposure to radiation, as those in charge of the demolition of the plutonium finishing plant, PFP, continued their task, which was underway when the release of the radioactive vapor occurred. The contractor charged with helping to take down the, well, it gives the chemical name, PEPCH pill, has downplayed the risk of a recent leak. Overall estimates predict it will take between 50 and 75 years to clean up the entire Hanford site, which experts have deemed the most toxic place in America. I thought Rocky Flats in Denver was, but it's been overtaken by that now. I've actually stood on the Pink Lake in 1992, Powder Lake in Denver, in Rocky Flats, once upon a time. And the underground Chernobyl waiting is an underground Chernobyl waiting to happen. Ironically, as Americans shudder at the prospect of nuclear war, the direct threat at Hanford poses is ultimately a consequence of their own government's nuclear ambitions. Hanford produced the Fat Man bomb that decimated Nagasaki at the end of World War II. Further multiple nuclear sites around the country are also leaking, highlighting the ongoing dangers of poorly maintained nuclear infrastructure and the lack of accountability from those in charge. Sorry, I should give out the number. If anybody has anything to add to these points, it's 800-313-9443. That's the phone-in number here, 800-313-9443. But the second story, the not getting coverage, is under Trump, the U.S. has dropped almost as many bombs in 2017 as it did last year under the previous administration. During the 2016 election, some Trump supporters championed him as an anti-war candidate who would disrupt Hillary Clinton and the war hawk's trajectory. Trump asserted... Jeffrey Trump asserted she could easily spark World War III, Hillary Clinton, as Trump saber rattles against North Korea, ultimately becoming what he warned against. He has also perpetuated America's penchant for military violence in other parts of the world. Foreign Policy reported this week, magazine, I presume, this week, that under Trump, the United States has dropped about 20,650 bombs through July. July 31st, or 80% of the number dropped by under Obama for the entirety of 2016. At this rate, Trump will exceed Obama's last year's total by Labor Day. The increase has particularly affected Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan, as well as other countries in the Middle East. They have also incurred heavy civilian losses with no apologies from the Trump administration. These increased military operations, which were high to begin with under Obama, come with little no diplomatic strategy, according to the publication Foreign Policy. The third story not getting coverage because of the paranoia about other Charlottesville and Trump and Russia and all the rest of it, that the president advocates more failed tactics to combat drug addiction. The drugs war is a filthy scam, as it all has been, signaling his intent to impose heavy-handed government policies both abroad and at home. Trump announced this week that he supports a law-and-order approach to the opium epidemic sweeping the United States. Well, he should shut down the operation in Afghanistan. And that's what's going on there. This solution mirrors the one proposed by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who believes criminal enforcement is key to stopping drug use. Their strategy ignores effective models set by other countries that focus on treatment and decriminalization instead of choosing outdated and failed policies. This guy Sessions is a total nutcase. I mean, this is the trouble he's got Trump into already by excusing him from that Clinton situation. It's just shocking. Earlier this year, in addition to criminal enforcement, Sessions advocated the revival of Nancy Reagan's Just Say No campaign, which clearly failed considering America's addiction problem continues to plague communities. He said, in addition, his law and order mentality this week, Trump claimed strong law enforcement is absolutely vital to having a drug-free society, demonstrating his ignorance of human nature. Humans have been using drugs for thousands of years, and previous crackdowns on drug use have failed to address the problem. Was the drug pushers are not pursued enough? The fourth story being buried in the news cycle. Police continue abusing citizens. As the U.S. government grandstands against North Korea, its own law enforcement continue to harass and murder Americans, often with impunity. This week, the family of Alan Bailey, an unarmed motorist who was shot and killed by in Indianapolis police at the end of June, revealed that according to his autopsy, he was shot four times in the back following a brief pursuit that ended in Bailey crashing his car and police subsequently killing him. Though the investigation is ongoing, the Indy Star notes that in Indianapolis, no police officer in recent years has been charged with a crime in connection with an officer-involved shooting. On Wednesday, Washington, D.C. authorities announced that an officer who shot and killed an unarmed motorcyclist last year will not face charges. This is a common occurrence in the United States. And wait till you hear this figure, folks, where at least 611 people have already been killed by the police this year. That's shocking, absolutely shocking. Just to underline that. And there's many, many articles about that on RBN. Website throughout the last number of years. And number five, another buried story in the media. The market does not approve of Trump's violent rhetoric. The market. Though Trump brags about his positive effect on the economy, his recent fire and fury claims and subsequent comments that he should have been even harsher on his comments towards North Korea negatively affected the stock market. Fortune magazine reports that Dow and S&P and Nasdaq were all down the later this week. Well, this is from this bizarre artificial high of 20,000 points. I mean, we were saying way, way back several years ago, Aaron Salente and Andy Hoffman and those who specialize in financial matters, that the stock exchange is 70% overvalued and all the pension funds tied to it. So that's the level of collapse that will be when it goes down, the next collapse. Fortune notes that the decline comes as mixed messaging from the White House has led to uncertainty over whether Trump's administration, well, the whole Federal Reserve and the Wall Street traders and the merchant banks are a cabal who are just absolutely run riot since the demolition of Glass-Steagall. Nothing more to say. And when will people wake up and take their country back? It's a hell of a job. Sure. But coming on to 5G in a minute, but another article in the same vein, trying to stitch it all together, by John Rappaport, and he's an outstanding writer. He says how elite problem solving works. It takes a village to ruin everything. How the elite problem reaction solution. And what he's saying in this article, here's a formula for you: smaller problem, bigger solution. Smaller problem, bigger solution. It's quite an elite formula, and I'll explain it as I go along. He says here, and bring back up. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me. This is John Rappaport writing, as internationalists. And of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that is the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. It's quoting David Rockefeller. In a future sea of darkness, the islands of light towards which people desperately groped were clusters of buildings occupied by mega corporations and government agencies.
Okay.
I'm building a cartoon here, really. To achieve a measure of survival, people seek those islands and the jobs that come with them. When you sign on, you are accepted on and are accepted. You pledge a loyalty that knows no bounds, because there is no viable alternative. You cease worrying about the crimes your employer is committing, because you are safe. That's the pharmaceutical industry. That's a good example. You are out of the darkness and you want to stay there. You're dependent on them for everything. What could cause this future to come to pass? Many answers have been offered. Add a factor to the list. It concerns a method of problem solving. Here is the premise. If a problem crops up, solve it by enlarging the scope of the relevant factor. That's academic. He said, more precisely, artificially enlarge the scope of the relevant factors. This is the elite problem solving. Is a very complicated graph here. In 1996, Hillary Clinton's book, It Takes a Village, which she didn't write herself, but an appallingly deceitful book, appeared. In it, she argued that the whole community must solve the problem of raising a child. Your child is not your property. It belongs to the state. That was the tenet of the book. And the common core is all about that as well. Of course, this was pretentious nonsense. It runs parallel to the idea that no entrepreneur can prosper without an infrastructure that is built with public money, and therefore the entrepreneur and his output should be the property of the state. Yes, children and teenagers and university students, they're regarded as economic units. That was a famous phrase by David Blunkett, a minister here in Britain. Then, starting with the individual child, Clinton offers a solution that encompasses a town or a community or even a city. Or who knows, maybe a planet, yeah, in her case, yeah. But the original problem isn't solved. Anyway, we're at the break of the second. And we should be back in a few hours.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the second break of the first hour. This is the Barton Report and from Republic Broadcasting, and I'm wading through pieces here about the censorship that's now rampant in the media, presumably hunting for fake news. They're actually hunting around to shut down the truth and facts that conservative sites, etc. But this article here by John Rappaport, we're reading part of it here, and he is a very good researcher, writer, I have to say. He's given an example of policies put out to entrap people. And one of the examples he gives is Hillary Clinton's book, It Takes a Village. I remember reading a review of this. It's an appalling piece of crap, which means that the community should raise your children. What it's really hiding is that the state owns your child and that you have very little say in the matter. That's the mentality of the pharmaceutical industry, pushing vaccinations, etc. The very same bastard mentality. Anyway, this is starting with the individual child. Clinton offers a solution that encompasses a town or a community or even a city, or who knows, even maybe a planet. But the original problem isn't solved. If it was a problem to begin with, and the solution is an artifact designed to regulate a larger environment. Oh, yeah. To put it another way, Clinton's model makes it necessary to put everyone under the gun because a child may be a problem. Problem, a gaggle of small fish might be wiped out by allowing water from rivers to irrigate farmland. So the solution, we must consign the whole valley of farms to eternal drought or drive farmers off the land to protect some obscure species. They're doing in Arizona. Nevada. In the free market, if the free market gives birth to 12 million companies and corporations, this creates a problem of uninspected potential crimes. I say, therefore, we have to put the world under the regulatory eye of and nose of agencies whose ultimate objective is to wipe out those enterprises or weaken them to the point at which they will be absorbed in much larger corporations, until finally there are 400 mega corporations that are responsible for 80% of all the international trade and production, and that's where we are today. And I was making a very good point here. Then and only then can we feel safe and threatened under the gun. Then and only then can we know that government will exercise proper control of our business on the planet. And as I say, free enterprise is gone. It's dead. The economy has been taken away from us on the ground here, and we are living under unbridled, tyrannical monopolies everywhere. Just finished a major battle with telecoms companies and the power companies here when I moved house, and I did win each one of them. But that's another day. Of course, when 400 corporations do constitute the productive engine of Earth, they will have bought off governments so they can do exactly as they like. Well, that's what the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is supposedly dead, but it's only suspended. It is simply suspended, and I say that in the book already. Watch out for that to raise its head again under a different title. And they said they will partner, this is the TPP Brigade, they will partner with governments to share the spoils, which was part of the idea in the first place. Yeah, fascism, corporations and government merging to attack us. What pure fascism is about. And it doesn't matter if it's coming to the right or the left, it's vicious fascism. No doubt about it. And they said, whatever the size of the original purported problem, make the solution bigger and more encompassing. If one gun fired by one person killed one person, confiscate all guns everywhere. Here, it's like people with car accidents. It's not people who... You don't confiscate cars to reduce the road traffic accidents. Education and driving improves it. But anyway, here is another example. If you foment and prepare and fund the supply of war between two minor powers, in the aftermath, you will solve the problem of reconstruction by welding those powers together as one complex, in which case you will end up with larger unified organizations than when you started, and you control that unified whole. In Europe, that whole is called the totalitarian European Union. Very well said, that's absolutely. Which does not need to exist. It never needed to exist. I mean, repeating something here, this is this program regularly, he's bored of me saying it, but there's already an organization set up by Churchill and the Allied powers after World War II in Europe, apart from NATO being set up later on. It was called the Council of Europe. And any country of any political system could automatically be part of it, and they could come together to harmonize legislation, work together to solve problems from time to time, and that was there. But it's kicked around like a DHS parcel. And we have this appalling organization that Britain is trying to get out through Brexit, and that's become torturous. And ultimately, there will be no deal. It'll be a major bust-up. But anyway, I'll deal with that another day. Look, as is, he's saying, in Europe, the whole is called the Totalitarian European Union, the EU. Look at the opposite strategy, which is no longer held to be viable. You create self-sufficiency wherever possible. Responsible self-sufficiency. Most people don't have a clue what that means. Suppose you started a small nation, you could be faced with the problem of survival. How could you solve that? You could forge all sorts of relationships with other countries in areas of trade, loans, and purchases of material, except you know that these other nations are corrupt beyond telling of it. Their governments are corrupt, their economies are corrupt, their leaders are criminal. Do you opt for this large entangled solution, or do you decide to make do with what you have and innovate and work your way towards an objective?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, from the bottom of the second hour, again, I missed that break by a bit. I only heard the music at the last minute and had my volume up to the max, but there you are. The outgoing music is the problem, technically bugging the system. Anyway, we're reading a very good article by John Rappaport about problem-reaction-solution and how it's used against us at every level. And even if it is a problem, then magnify the problem, then come in with a solution, which is gargantuan, which sweeps up everything in the political and economic situation. And he said, if you were to start your own country, give an analogy here, it's a hell of an analogy. If you opt for a second choice, about if you had your own small country, you'd have to start dealing with crooked countries, and criminality is so rampant. That's the other point he's making. He says, if you opt for the second choice, what happens? If you rely, it has rarely, if ever, been tried. These days, you would be accused of isolationism and at least exiled from the world community, meaning to go out on your own in the other days and battle your problems. And yes, theoretically speaking, if you could survive and prosper as a new nation dedicated to inculcating the self-sufficiency of every citizen as a long-range goal, you would stand as a shining example to the rest of the world. You could have made a great experiment with freedom to work. This was, in a way, what the original American Republic was built to achieve before it was subverted, 3 or 4 minutes after the Constitution was drawn up, so to speak. I should give out the number again. Everybody wants to add to this point to what we're offering today. the tyrannical police state and surveillance and censorship. But the number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And they're saying during World War II, John Rappaport, writing this article about problem reaction solution, members of the Council on Foreign Relations, what a bunch they are, were tasked with setting out a plan for the creation of the United Nations, the grand global solution to war everywhere at all times. That has been a catastrophic failure. As we have seen, its emerging agenda has been to cover up, has been a covert operation to control many facets of the human life in all nations under the rubrics of sustainability. Yeah, I read it out one day about 6 months ago. That is the most appalling article ever written for legislation. It's about herding us into small cities like cattle, etc. Anyway, in 1988, the UN agencies that seemed to have little power, the World Meteorological Association, the Environmental Programme, created the International Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, based here in Britain, by the way, which turned out to be a total criminal scam to invent the scam of global warming. Well, I'll see what he says about it here. The IPCC went on to spearhead the drive to convince the world that man is causing so much atmospheric warming, civilization will soon end if the UN doesn't radically reorder the behavior of all societies and individuals. And the UN mantra is, the science is settled. No, it isn't. It's a barefaced lie. A child in the classroom fidgets in his chair and looks out the window. He doesn't respond immediately when the teacher asks him a question. Well, this child needs to be solved. For that, a school counselor is brought in, who in turn recommends a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist makes a diagnosis of ADHD, which doesn't exist. There is no test for it. The child takes Ritalin, and within 8 weeks falls into a funk, F-U-N-K. The psychiatrist diagnoses this as a new emerging condition, clinical depression, rather than an understandable reaction to Ritalin. He prescribes one of the SSRI antidepressants. 2 months later, the child cuts himself. The psychiatrist ignores the fact that the SSRI drugs are known to cause suicide, decides to prescribe an even stronger chemical, one, the so-called antipsychotics. The parents refuse to allow this. Child services is called in. They interview the parents and suggest that a charge of medical negligence could be brought total blackmail against them, in which case the child might be taken from the home and put into a state-sponsored foster care. It takes a village, you see, an overbearing criminal village, and an innovative but struggling company, he's called it Silk here, which markets organic soy products, sells itself to Dean, a giant agribusiness corporation. Dean turns around and begins buying cheaper soy from China rather than from the U.S. organic farmers who are supplying Silk. Some of those U.S. farmers go out of business. This is called free trade and globalization as well, and is justified by the claim that we are living in one world and that the sovereignty of nations is merely an outmoded fiction. Loyalty to one's own country is scoffed at as primitive. Sure, they sneer at every decent value on the planet. All over the planet, huge agribusiness corporations are bringing local farmers to their knees. These corporations are international. They owe no allegiance to anyone. I know Cargo and the rest of them. Here is Richard Bell, a pseudonym for the same man. 16 interviews, 132 pages with Richard in my collection, The Matrix Revealed. A former financial insider, someday up the road, a few of these agribusiness corporations will merge into one super entity. Sure, will they operate together? Then what will we have? Is this still the free market? Of course not. The level playing field is no longer exists. As I said earlier before, free enterprise is gone. It's disallowed. It's now taken over by multinational corporations. Total monopoly. And here's the kicker. Overall food production declines. Government pension funds and banks are invested in the stock of that super agri entity. They want to see that stock price rise. They'll do nothing to interfere with that. Agriculture becomes a closed system. The whole idea is to make it look like a free market capitalism, but it isn't. It turns out that you need separate nations to have capitalism. need tariff protections. You need nations that figure out how to move towards a self-sufficiency, and not self-sufficiency, not sustainability. Hell of a difference. You won't learn these principles in college courses. You learn just the opposite. We have been sold a fiction. Time and time again, we have been told that no nation can exist and survive on its own. Self-sufficiency is a foul and selfish myth. Every nation needs vital resources it doesn't have. It can only obtain them from another country. This presupposes that the ingenuity and imagination of the human mind is limited in what it can devise, which is the biggest lie of all. Discrediting the nation of self-sufficiency is the cornerstone to the building of globalism. Absolutely. And so why do you think we are bombarded with stories and pictures of poverty around the world? Why do you think stories of celebrities helping babies from third worlds are given such wide play? Because our so-called leaders really care. This operation has as its goal fostering the emperor's conviction that everybody must pitch in to help everyone out at all times, everywhere. And that sets the stage for what? Not share and care, not a better world. No, it sets the stage for a mega corporation and their partner governments and banks, backed up by the intelligence agencies and miscreants and missionaries, mercenaries would be more like it, to enact their great solution, global control, management, and governments. The celebrity bouncing her new adopted baby on her knee says, I know in the end, when all is done, our leaders will make it a better world. I know they will share and care and will win. Angelina Jolie is talking about. And that's not the plan. It never was. You can find the elite formula in many places. Smaller problem, larger solution. Smaller problem leads to a grand solution that encompasses far more than the problem ever touched. In other words, it's a fake solution dressed up to look like the real thing. So that's a very good article. Excuse me. By John Rappaport, and it's called Problem Reaction Solution, and it was in Activist Post August 16th. Have the elite problem solving works. Very, very good article indeed. But trying to stay off two depressing stories, variety of articles here, and free markets to Obamacare. Well, slightly complex one. But chemical weapons allegedly used in Los Angeles, and the nazification of the United States, and guy who resigned this week from the Trump Business Committee, Ken Frazier, the chief executive of Blackstone, pulled that story out. That story. Merck, he's the chief executive of Merck. Memo to Merck CEO Ken Frazier. This is Natural News talking. Your company has easily killed 100,000 times the number of those killed in Charlottesville violence. This guy, African-American, and his name is Ken Frazier, and he's the CEO of Merck. It's the original pharmaceutical company set up in Germany by who else? Adolf Hitler. In case you haven't heard, Merck CEO Ken Frazier resigned from President Trump's Manufacturing Council, blaming Trump for the violence in Charlottesville. I mean, that is absolutely crap. It killed one protester and two police officers, whose helicopter fell out of the sky for yet an unknown reason. Probably ran out of fuel hovering over so many parts of the city consistently. But anyway, they're saying about this guy Frazier, yet Ken Frazier himself should be arrested and imprisoned for carrying out mass chemical violence against all Americans through the fraudulent sale of toxic, deadly prescribed pharmaceuticals and vaccines manufactured and sold by Merck on a daily basis. Nearly all of the Merck's drugs are approved by the FDA, an utterly fraudulent process of fake science, cherry-picked clinical trials, and regulatory corruption and fraud. Remember, Merck is the same company whose own virologist filed a false claim act the federal government explained they were ordered by Merck's management to fake vaccine trials results in order to trick the FDA. Merck's entire mumps vaccine operation is a complete and total fraud. Merck has also caught committing widespread scientific fraud by disguising its own in-house propagandists as independent science authors from medical science papers that were published in mainstream science journals. Well, the science journals are bent now, completely bent. Merck is to medicine, in other words, what Monsanto is to the food industry. They both steeped in evil science, fraud, and deep deception. Well, their criminal convictions prove it totally and utterly and comprehensively. There's no doubt about that. I've read them out many times in this program. The number of deaths in Charlottesville absolutely pales in comparison to the number of Americans killed each year by Merck and other pharmaceutical giants. As PharmaDeathClock.com documents in real time, chemotherapy drugs have killed 17.6 million people since the year 2000. Wow. Oh, shocking. 17.6 million people in 17 years. SSRI drugs have killed more than 700,000 people. The generic category of prescription drugs shows at least 400,000 deaths. Merck's share of these deaths is substantial. So why aren't millions of Americans marching in the streets to demand Ken Frazier's scalp? The answer, of course, is that the public outrage is entirely manipulated by George Soros and the mainstream media to be directed at their political targets. It has nothing to do with the truth about which corporations or people are actually doing most killing of innocents. Merck is also heavily involved in profiting off the opioid addiction epidemic that's now ravaging America, while generating record profits for companies like Merck. Anyone is committing mass violence against America, it's people like Merck CEO Ken Frazier, the person who belongs behind bars for his continued sacrificing of human beings for corporate profits. The violence in Charlottesville is nothing at all compared to the violence carried out by Merck vaccine division alone, not to mention other drugs. And there's a good thing, the Pharma Death Clock. It shows it here. But he's also saying here that, and he's right about, Mr. Sentence here. In response to Ken Frazier's leaving President's Manufacturing Council, which Trump has now scrapped the council, President Trump tweeted a sharp response. Now that Ken Frazier of Merck Pharma has resigned from the President's Manufacturing Council, he will have more time to lower the rip-off drug prices. Well, I don't know what Trump is going to do about this appalling rip-off of drugs. I haven't seen any moves on that. Like, they could manufacture generic drugs themselves, the government, and wipe these companies out. Just destroy their patents because they illegally obtained the patents anyway. And he's right about that. Merck, Pfizer, GSK, and other drug giants have all ripped off America for decades with sky-high monopoly-enforced drug prices that are bankrupting this nation while poisoning people to death. And Big Pharma is the primary reason why many healthcare is so unaffordable in America. And it's companies like Merck that are routinely caught bribing doctors, price-fixing drugs and defrauding Medicare, faking drug trials, corrupting regulators, and buying off media outlets to push more pro-drug propaganda. Sure. Over that many times. Just search National News for Merck and see dozens of articles documenting all those crimes and violations over the years. In all the violence witnessed in Charlottesville doesn't even register compared to the chemical violence committed against millions of Americans every year by Merck and other drug giants. Yet, have you noticed how the bought-off mainstream media never cover prescription drug violence? And absolutely not, depending on their advertising. That's because they're all prostitutes for the pharmaceutical industry. Sure. In a truly just society, people like Ken Frazier would be arrested, indicted for widespread fraud and corruption, and spend the rest of their lives behind bars. Instead, he's probably paid $100 million salary to keep poisoning Americans while blaming Trump is somehow responsible for violence in America. That's going to be outrageous. Ever notice how powerful corporate CEOs never go to jail in this country? According to the fake news media, poisoning children with mercury and vaccines is loving and good, but try dismantle the Big Pharma price monopolies and make medicine more affordable This is bad and evil. CEOs who produce murder, whose products murder millions of people, are good people, we are told, while President Trump is somehow racist, even though he had nothing to do at all with the events in Charlottesville. That's how twisted things have become in this country, and of course there's zero media coverage of this anti-Trump activist who just shot his neighbor in the head at point-blank range. When leftists shoot Trump supporters, the left-wing media pretends it never happened. Whoa. But anyway, yeah.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the last break in the second hour. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. I'll give everybody to sleep tonight, but not to worry, we'll soldier on. No calls today. But reading out there the horrors of Merck and this creature, Fraser, who resigned from the council, blaming Trump for Charlottesville. I mean, these people are moral. Absolutely disgraceful people. But one thing about this appalling campaign of the left against Trump, which has galvanized the left together, showing what appalling numbskulls they are. Their people are morons. how they got into these positions, but shocking. Chief executive of a multinational corporation getting it so wrong. But there again, they're involved in hardcore crime, the pharmaceutical industry, top to bottom. But one more on the multinationals. Google joins Monsanto among the most evil corporations in the world by announcing a ban on anything it considers conspiracy theory, similar to what their subsidiary YouTube is doing. And this article is written by Robert Johnston for Natural News. And he's saying here, Google has published another update on its quality racism guidelines. Who must mark that phrase? Because the other phrase they're running around with is violating community standards. To find that, folks, violating community standards in what way? Is it a parking ticket or a mass murder or what? Google's published another update. Google's published another update called Quality Rated Guidelines that grades conspiracy theories as meriting a lower search results ranking. Some 10,000 search quality raters across the world work for Google. These are their staff rating us and watching us on a contract base to evaluate search results and algorithms. Well, they're probably paid a bonus for how many they can round up. Total lies. Brown joined the upcoming march on Google this Saturday, August 19th, that was today, across the U.S. states. We'll see how that goes in the media. Among other things, I bet you'll get virtually no coverage. I'll just to see if it's on the BBC later on. Among other things, in furtherance of this of its anti-fake news agenda, the latest guidelines tweak addresses conspiracy theories and focuses primarily on international non-English results. Ooh, I don't know about that. According to Sandpost, Google wants these raters to look specifically at sites or pages where the conspiracy theories are presented as fact. Imagine that. Ooh, for fact these days. Presents unsubstantiated conspiracy theories as if it's information, well, factual. Well, that's exactly what they're doing in the mainstream media. When you're a hardcore criminal, you accuse those opposing you of doing exactly what you're doing. That's the game that's been played here. And raters should rate them lowest quality MC, demonstrably inaccurate content. Well, you're going to quote here that I don't understand. Every responsible Google user wants to access content that is on the level. But as activist posts suggest, free flow of information could be at risk with too low. Anyway, we're going to the last break of this hour. Back in about 2 minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.